Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, Mike joins us now. And, Mike, look like the weather's giving us a little bit of a break this weekend. What you got planned?
Well, Don, I tell you, what we did earlier in the week is going to work again today, I'm pretty sure. We went down to the Mystigo and fished around the wall area, used a combination of plastics with live shrimp, and we drifted. And as soon as you catch one, you want to hang out in that area for as long as you can. The bite's not fast and furious. You might get a bite every 10 minutes or so, and you'll weed through some small ones. But you can put a nice mixed box together if you stick with the area. Tuesday, I moved around quite a bit looking for a better bite, and it just didn't develop. I was back out there yesterday, and once we found one, we just squatted and made the most of it. I communicated with another captain that bounced around quite a bit, and our catch was much better than his catch from moving around. You just got to squat when you find some.
You know, your report there for that area, that wall, kind of overlaps with Robbie Campo, and he got pretty much the same information that was one of the more productive spots. He also said there's been some beautiful freshwater catfish. Did you catch any of those mixed in with the trout?
That's the only thing we didn't catch, Don. We caught white trout, speckled trout, bass, flounder, redfish, hybrid stripers, and stripers. So we caught everything but the freshwater catfish. And I think if my customer wouldn't have had a banana on the boat, we might have had an even better trip.
How did that happen? How did he sneak a banana? I thought you checked everybody for bananas.
He must have snuck it in when I wasn't watching. Had some guys from Alabama and a couple of their friends from local area. And I don't know, I guess about 1 o'clock he starts eating a banana. I said, what are you doing with that?
Uh-oh.
He said, what do you mean? I said, if you don't know, Google it. Bananas are not usually welcomed on a boat.
Well, despite the banana, you did okay. How do you think that might change with the water temperatures? They got to be rising now with the nice air temperatures we got and some sunshine.
Yeah, the water temperatures were in the higher 50s. I wanted to try Lake Pontchartrain, but it was muddy. But all of that wind we had on Wednesday and earlier part of Thursday, or most of Thursday, the water was pretty muddy. We cut across Lake Pontchartrain on the way to the wall. On the way back, we decided to go through Lake Catherine for a little smoother ride. And Lake Catherine did have some fairly green water on that western shoreline hidden from the wind. I didn't fish it, but I did go through that area and see some cleaner water. I saw, you know, some birds, but they weren't diving or anything like that. I would go straight to the wall if I were fishing.
Yeah, that's most consistent spot in your area. Have you been or will you have any plans to travel to Biloxi Marsh looking for some reds?
I went to the Biloxi Marsh right before Mardi Gras, which has been quite a while back, and it was tough going. Usually the water temperature, start to see some grass growing, is when you'll start to find those sort of in a specific area. We had so much salt water last year, a lot of that submerged vegetation died off, and they're just roaming everywhere looking for food. As soon as some grass starts to grow, that's where most of the bait will try to hide. And then, of course, when the redfish finds the bait, they're going to hang out in that area. So the first place you want to do is look for some areas where there's submerged vegetation.
Mike, now that we're moving into March and starting to warm up a little bit, those deeper canals, you know, along Lakeshore and all that area in there, do you think those trout will still be in, or will they move out of there by now?
I've heard of some friends that were going in there looking around, and Lakeshore hasn't produced much at all recently. Neither has, you know, Venetian Isles or Eden Isles. The best place to go has been down the wall. We were anchored in 20 feet of water, and we would cast towards the shore in shallower water and work down the ledge, or we would cast towards the middle of the Mystigo and work up the ledge. And the fish roamed around. Like I say, you'd get a bite every 10 minutes or so. And then once you got a bite, if everybody could cast in that area, you might cash in and catch one or two, maybe even three out of that, you know, that little wad of fish that was moving by.
Got it. Mike, people want to come fish with you. Tell them how to get a hold of you. I got you on my website, DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. It directly links to yours, which is?
My website is AAofLA.com. We're on Facebook at Angling Adventures of Louisiana, or the reliable telephone most of the time at 985-781-7811.
Is that a landline, or is that as one of those that's susceptible to outages?
Yeah, susceptible to outages.
I got you. Well, not too often. Mike, have a great day out there, my friend. Thanks for the report. We'll talk next week.
Thank you, Don. We'll talk then.
All right, Captain Mike Gallo, Angling Adventures of Louisiana.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.